Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Everybody loves a good wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some people love it for the delicious food. Others like the free booze.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
I personally enjoy watching the sentimental father-father dance.
Oh,
that happens.
That.
It's in the men's bathroom after the toasts. Have you guys not?
No.
Oh.
I think that's the daddy-daddy dance.
The two dads or just any daddy?
Oh, the two dads. It's really sweet.
They do their own thing.
And then kind of weird.
But
you know what? Even with all the happy memories, sometimes weddings can cause a little bit of drama.
Oh,
little bit.
And that's why one of our listeners emailed in for help. His name is David. David, you catch the father-father dance?
Yeah, I did catch it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I hope they
wash
their hands first.
That's what he bought those dollar bills for.
That's right.
It's going to be a dollar dance.
So tell us about why you emailed us. What's going on with you, man?
So a close friend of mine got married a few weeks ago. She was the bride.
Okay.
Friends with her for years. And I knew she was kind of looking to save money for her wedding. And I offered to do their wedding photography for free.
Oh, are you a photographer?
Wow.
Are you a professional photographer?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
I am. I'm a professional photographer. I just recently actually opened a photography studio.
Cool. Good for you, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a nice favor to her, but also kind of like a little business move for yourself.
Yeah.
Like get yourself started.
Yeah. You usually get a couple of clients out of an event like that.
All right.
But that wasn't the main reason. I just was trying to help a friend, really.
That's huge. That's thousands of dollars that they're saving. I mean, that is a beautiful gift.
So how did it go?
Yeah. Well, that's where I call you guys, because what happened was the wedding day comes and part of the reception took place. They got this big rental boat, this huge boat that takes everybody out to the lake during sunset.
Sweet.
That
sounds cool.
Oh, they didn't own the boat?
Jeff,
sounds kind of cheap.
Jessica, we did that with our fourth boat. I remember that.
But okay. We call it a yacht.
It was really beautiful. Yeah. So we're all on the boat. The party's going on. I'm taking a bunch of pictures, of course. It's all happening pretty fast. And my memory card on my camera's going off saying, you know, my card was full. Mm. So it's time to change the card as you do.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of getting crazy and kind of dark. People are drinking. Somebody starts telling me, hey, they're about to cut the cake. You got to hurry up. So I start rushing, changing my SD card out, and somebody bumps me as I'm changing the card.
No.
And the card drops onto the railing, and it slides right over the edge into the water.
Oh,
no! Oh, my heart dropped.
No. The full card? The card with all of the pictures of the actual ceremony?
It had the first look at the beginning of the wedding. It had their first dance.
Oh, I'm sick.
The whole first part of the day. So what, you jump in the water to get it?
Or just kill yourself and just know you're never going to live? How are you going to find
an SD card? Those things are so small.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to tell them and spoil their whole wedding.
Oh, that's true. What do you do if you tell
but
them
away? She's still in her dress. Go redo it. Redo it all.
Hey, guys, I don't want to sound weird, but can we start from the very beginning?
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, what did you do in that situation?
Well, I freaked out, but also at the same time was trying to be on the down low about it and act like everything was normal.
That must have been so hard.
I just kept taking whatever photos I can. I did get the tail end of the cake cutting and some dancing.
Oh my God.
It wasn't much, honestly.
I feel ill for you. Like, I feel sick.
I mean,
like, have you not been able to sleep?
I feel worse for the bride, personally.
But she doesn't know yet.
She I haven't talked to her yet.
No.
I mean, I didn't want to ruin their honeymoon and everything. They left the next day for their honeymoon.
You're making us do the call.
Okay.
No.
So that's what's happening right now. We're gonna call the bride and let her know that you don't have most of the pictures from her wedding.
Yeah, I'd rather do it with you guys.
Has she been asking about her pictures, her wedding pictures? Because most brides like want to see at least a little preview, you know, like within the week or whatever.
Unless you're not really into the whole wedding.
It's a good point, Jeffrey. Do you think the marriage will last? Because maybe she'll have another wedding.
Exactly.
You can make up for it.
Maybe you can tell her that you hired a very expensive singing trio to sing the bad news to her. Like, your photos are gone.
Photos are gone.
That's not going to work.
She accidentally That's the first time Brett's harmonized.
What do you think about that, hey, David?
I don't know if I could afford a singing group at this point.
Oh, come on. Yeah, we're pretty expensive. Yeah,
still. But it's a good idea.
Well, okay. Well, we have a lot to think about.
Please text us. We need all the everyone listening right now. We need all the suggestions we can get.
I know. We're stressed.
Yeah.
Forget the photographer. We're stressed about our jobs now.
He needs it.
So we need help. Text into 78592 if you have any suggestions. We're going to give you some advice after we play a song, and we'll let you do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this. Okay, David?
Thank you.
All right, man. Hold on.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I've seen some pretty tragic things happen on a big boat before.
But, not with this music.
This has got to be up there.
Oh, man.
With the worst.
This is like the iceberg of
man. Because what do you say to a new bride after you accidentally drop the memory card with all of her wedding photos off the side of the boat?
Yikes.
That's what one of our listeners, David, is asking us today. Because he volunteered to be the photographer at his close friend's wedding.
Used to be.
He used to be. That's good. Because now he's got to let her know, now that she's back from her honeymoon, how he lost all the photos from her big day.
It hurts to hear it
Brooke,
every time.
What do you say to him? What's your advice to David?
I've been a bride before, David.
Yeah.
How is that helpful?
He's entirely doubtful.
I'm just thinking of how I would react, and there would be a lot of tears from me.
Yeah.
I just think there's no good way to deliver this. I'm sorry.
You're telling me.
You know, you did a good job. It wasn't your fault. You delayed it. You didn't ruin her party. You didn't ruin her honeymoon. Maybe tell her in 5 years.
5 years?
You know, when it's not as too soon.
She's
going to want the photos.
Okay, just keep it simple. Apologize and just listen.
Straightforward. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Jose, do you have a better piece of advice?
I feel like you just need to focus on the pictures you did take, bro. Like you said, you know, the cake cutting, right? So when you talk to her, tell her how excited you are. I got the best pictures of the cake and so much of the party afterwards. Oh. And 90% of the other stuff didn't make it out, but
the actual wedding.
Yeah.
Honestly, mainly just pictures of people drunk in the dark.
Oh, no.
A bunch of drunk people in the dark? I want to buy those photos. Are you selling?
Creepy.
They have clothes on, Jeffrey. They're at a wedding.
Not in my eyes. Okay. But I guess that's really the best that we have for you, David. And
we're just here for moral support.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to dial the bride, Grace, right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call to let her know you lost most of her wedding photos. All right, man?
Yeah, you guys keep saying that I lost it, but I was bumped. So I'm going to tell her that it was an accident. Somebody, you know.
Okay. There's a lot of hips flying.
I think the lesson is don't do it by a railing.
Yeah. All right, but here we go. I'm down the number right now. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Grace. How's it going? It's David.
Oh, my God, David. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Holy shit. Honestly, you have no idea. You're not going to believe the last 2 weeks that we had. I mean, where do I start? So during our flight to Cancun, there was like this severe tropical weather or whatever. So we couldn't take off. And then we had to stay our first honeymoon night in a disgusting airport.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it was just too much. I mean, we finally ended up making it to Mexico like the next day. And then we check in, we go to the beach. And within the first hour of us being at the beach, no joke, Clint gets stung by a jellyfish.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's in bed for 2 days recovering from the stupid jellyfish attack, and we're just ordering room service.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then after that, while we were doing room service, guess who decides that he wants to try the weird hotel gazpacho? My husband, of course. So then we both end up getting food poisoning for the next 4 days. So it was pretty much like the worst honeymoon that you could imagine.
And oh, you're kidding.
Wait. It gets way worse. When we get home, what do I find? My wedding dress. It was hanging on my closet door. And, well, my dog apparently thought it was a giant floating chew toy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then while we were gone, Olive pulled the dress off the hook and tore the whole thing up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You hear that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, well. I mean, I guess hopefully you'll have just good fate from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. That's what all that I can hope for, right? Because my honeymoon was ruined and my dress is ruined. But yeah, that's my life right now. So how's yours going? What's up?
It's not so good. I have.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds terrible, but I have something else that I need to tell you.
Okay. What is it?
So pretty much there was an accident that happened that I didn't tell you about.
Put it out. What is it?
During your reception on the boat, pretty much all of your, the first half, I would say, of the photos, they got lost. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was changing my memory card right before you guys cut the cake, and somebody bumped me from behind, and the SD card went over into the lake. And so pretty much everything from before the wedding, before you cut the wedding cake, I didn't have backup yet of it, and I lost all those photos.
Okay. You're kidding me, right?
Nope. That's the truth.
I'm sorry. Wait. Who are these other people on the line? What the hell is happening?
Hey, Grace. You're on the radio right now on a morning show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh my God. What is going on? What's happening?
Well, I hate to pile on to what sounded like a really bad few weeks for you here, but you're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call, and that's fun on the radio.
Okay. This is a radio show, so this is a prank. This is all made up. This is
We do prank calls on the show, but this is not one of them.
What Clint said was the truth about your wedding photos.
Okay, so wait, hold on. You're telling me that what you just told me is true, that my photos are really gone from my wedding.
Yes. I'm so sorry. I waited to tell you till now, but I thought that was the better thing to do at the moment, at least.
Okay. Well, I mean, my wedding is still ruined. It's not going to make it any better just because you waited to tell me.
Well, your wedding wasn't ruined. I mean, the honeymoon, it sounds like, kind of... took a turn for the worse, but you know, it's those moments that really bond you as a couple. Like, you can make it through that. You can make it through anything.
That's what Brooke tells her husband through all the sad times in their life.
One of the best parts about having a big wedding is having all of the memories to look back on, remembering how great of a day it was, and now those are gone. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you just don't have formal pictures. I'm sure your friends took some good cell phone.
I mean, there's nothing.
That's a good option.
There's nothing you can say to make it better.
You
right
can
now,
try
Grace.
And recreate the day over again and have him try again
no
with
dress,
more photos.
Dress,
I don't think that's good, Jeff.
Yeah, I can't even retake my wedding photos with my wedding dress because it's ruined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
you know what, though?
Good
you
cake
know what?
Footage.
You are handling this much better than I would. And you
what else am I supposed to do at this point? Like, they're just gone, so I can't, like...
I know.
Okay, well, so what if we could secure another wedding dress for you? Because I'm sure Brooke would be willing to lend you hers.
Hey, Brooke, that's very nice of you.
It's not really in style. I mean, yes, she can have it. It's just old now.
No,
so don't
I
take that.
I've never heard a girl call her own wedding dress
ugly. Oh, hi, excuse me. I don't know who you guys are at all. How do you know that the wedding dress is going to fit me?
Brooke is willing to pay for whatever it takes.
Alteration.
To make
that's
sure
nice
that
you,
it
Brooke.
Fits.
I'm open to the idea, but to be honest with you, no offense. I just need to see a picture of it first because I don't want it to look tacky.
Yeah.
Shouldn't send the
picture. It's probably tacky. Yeah. It was a beautiful gown.
Yes.
It was a beautiful dress. Okay. And it makes your waist look tiny.
Yeah, especially
I mean,
after
tiny
the Photoshop.
Waist.
So that'll look really good.
But, That was mean, Jeffrey.
No,
I did not Photoshop my wedding pictures. If it makes you feel better, Grace, I mean, we'll do what we can.
I mean, I'm definitely open to it. I don't really have many other options.
Can you imagine how romantic it's going to be when you get that seventh first look?
Right.
You're going to want to capture that moment on camera. Yeah. Trust me.
That's I just feel like she's going to have daggers in her eyes.
You're going to have to Photoshop a smile on my face and all of that.
All right. I hear you coming around a little bit, Grace.
Grace, you're handling this like a champ. You really are.
Yeah.
So you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
David, you feeling a little bit better about how this went?
I mean, thank you, Grace, for being understanding. I feel terrible still.
Yeah. And if any of our listeners want to book a photo shoot with David, text him to 78592.
Yeah, he's an aquatic photographer, so both included.
I think there's a reason why we didn't say his company.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.